Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm happy to be here today interviewing Julie Nielsen. Julie Nielsen is a research professor at the University of Arizona, but also has a variety of other tasks. Julie, how's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you, Monica.
Good, good, good. So why don't you talk a little bit about what you're working on?
I am an environmental microbiologist in the Department of Environmental Science, and my primary research interest is soil quality or soil health. I think we hear a lot about the gut microbiome and how it affects our human health, but I would like to explain that the soil has a microbiome too. So specifically, I study how soil microbes can interact with plants to enhance nutrient availability for those plants and promote plant survival under harsh conditions. And the specific harsh conditions that I am really interested in here in Tucson and the surrounding desert are aridity, and the aridity that is stressing plants because of our extensive drought, our prolonged drought. And I'm also interested in lands that are degraded by or recovering from degradation due to anthropogenic disturbance. And when we say anthropogenic disturbance, that means mining, overgrazing, fire, abandoned agricultural lands, and anyone in the Tucson area, I'm sure, can identify areas around where they live or between here and Phoenix that fit into those categories. And so my research is, how can we enhance soil productivity to get plants to grow in these kind of extreme situations?
I remember you actually went to an extreme environment in Chile.
We worked there for about 10 to 15 years, and we're able to document microbial activity, microbial growth, and microbial diversity from way up in the Andes at 15,000 feet down to the Pacific Ocean, where you have this incredible gradient of land. We're going from where plants grow to where nothing has grown for the last 100 years. Since we now understand that microbes can survive under extreme conditions of no rainfall, no plants, in a region that virtually looks dead, we take that knowledge of that microbial diversity and we try to apply it to land recovery. The direction part of my research is taken now is to work with the mines, the copper mines in the region, on land reclamation. First of all, I'm the director of a center called the Center for Environmentally Sustainable Mining. And the goal of that center is to address environmental issues associated with mining. We now have an industry academic research consortium or research cooperative where the U of A works with a number of different multinational mining companies that have operations in southern Arizona. We are currently working with Asarco Mission Mine, which is south of Tucson, KGHM Carlotta Copper, which is based in Miami, Arizona, BHP's closed site management team that has operations in Globe, Miami, and San Manuel, Resolution Copper in Superior, and we actually have a new contract that's evolving with Grupo Mexico in Northern Sonora. They really have a history of not wanting each other to know what they've figured out. And what they started to realize was through this cooperative agreement, they really could advance the technology more rapidly by sharing their results.
Right. You're trained as a scientist, but you've taken on this leadership and administrative task to ensure that the science is employed and applied. Are you listening to any music? What are you doing to get the wiggles out?
So I am a news junkie when I'm traveling around. However, I really appreciate KXCI because one thing I love is that they have such diverse options for music listening. I like the fact that they have channels for local artists. And the other thing that I like is I grew up in mid-Atlantic states and I used to listen to bluegrass and go to bluegrass concerts. And I don't really have any bluegrass CDs or anything like that that I listen to, but I enjoy the traditional shows that KXCI has that, so that I can listen to that kind of music. If I'm going to listen to music, I frequently turn to KXCI just to see what they happen to be playing at the time when I'm traveling.
We're thankful for that shout out to KXCI. And Julie, thank you so very much for your time, for your dedication to environmental health, soil health, and representing those microbes.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the interview.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.